The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And the Passionate Radio Show, it helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer of the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. Dr. Deb Lonser is another expert with us when she can. She's not here this week. She'll be back soon. She's a pediatrician at the Cleveland Clinic, and I'm Joe Galewski. Welcome to hour number two. To reach the show, to talk to Dr. Mike, 877-711-5211. Or udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. We stream at gabradio.com. And you can listen to anything along the way that you may have missed or want to hear again at radiomd.com. That's radiomd.com. Stay well. Coming up at 34 past the hour, straight talk from the docs. Dr. Arthur Perry, he's back this week. Dr. Mike, what's going on?
Well, we're going to talk about one of the big, he's given me four possible topics. So one of them is, you're as old as you look. We talked a little bit about that, about xanthoasma, baldness, earlobe creases, and those crow feet indicating what your heart is suffering too. Another one, which is really exciting, is you can, if you're bald, you can regrow your hair, even if you've been bald for a period of time. This is different than Rogaine. It's like Latisse growing your eyebrows. Well, it turns out Latisse grows scalp hair as well. Maybe a big stock tip he's going to give on which company does that. And then another one is about a medication that is now available for you to get a local anesthetic that you just paint on and is safe, more effective, and takes the ouch out of cosmetic procedures. And the last story he has for us is one on indoor tanning causing skin cancer, with showing the younger you are when you first get your tan by a tanning bed, the more risk you have.
All right, that's straight talk from the docs with Dr. Arthur Perry. At 34 past the hour, 20 past the hour, coming up in about 10 minutes, it's What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. He'll talk about POPs, persistent organic pollutants, and how it may have a connection to diabetes. This is Veterans Day weekend. We thank all our veterans for your service to our country, to everyone across the world serving now and who've served in the past. Apparently some soldiers are going to be awarded damages for toxic duty in Iraq, so Dr. G will talk about that. Also, could be a leukemia study raising some questions about sugar-free drinks, aspartame leukemia study. And hotel rooms are pretty germy. How to avoid being affected by a germy hotel room. Just don't watch TV. Don't touch the remote. That's what I hear. The dirtiest thing in a hotel room is the remote.
It is the dirtiest thing. One of the things you should figure out is how to use it, how to do this safely. Obviously, you can cover the remote with a clear glove. That's what you should do first when you get there, cover it with a clear glove. But what should you do about other things in the rooms, whether you should have those white disinfectant wipes? What do you do? What do you do about the sheets and the pillowcases?
Ooh. Or the bathtub, like the showers.
Okay, me.
Or the toilet, actually.
Oh,
we'll find out about all of this. This was in a relatively high set of high-class hotels in Canada. My belief is they're probably messier. You know, I travel, I stay at hotels, I think it is, about 75 days a year. So I'm really interested in the story.
How about the lamps? You turn lamps on and off,
that's
right?
That's such a good point.
How about the rugs? You walk on the rugs.
Or even the door handle.
The door handles.
Walking into the room.
Oh,
so right. Where are you going to stay, Joe, on your way to Florida?
On the street. Oh, on the bus stop. So that's coming up at 20 after the hour. How about another real age tip in this hour? What's the topic?
Using mindful meditation for chronic pain relief. How to get your pain under control by using meditation.
Okay, that'll be coming up before the end of end of this hour. Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week. Let's answer an email question at udocs@gmail.com from Elena. And Elena says she's been struggling to keep her weight down. She becomes frustrated and almost gives up, but she keeps fighting, taking classes, fasting, vitamins. She's a pescatarian. She drinks a couple liters of water, green tea, and I lose only to gain back. And, oh, yes, I'm a triathlete. I lift the weights once a week. Any suggestions, Dr. Mike? Help her, please.
Well, you know, I should tell you it is solely a calorie in, calorie out. And some of the things that make us eat more are when we're tired, when we haven't had enough sex, when we don't drink enough water. She says she drinks more than 2 liters a day, plus green tea. I lose only to gain it back. Well, it is essentially that what the other things are, you have to keep the foods that are high in sugar, high in saturated fat, that have simple carbohydrates, out of the home, because once you get them in, you will eat them, you know, that bag of cookies. So she didn't talk all about what she does, but basically it is the things you have to avoid are the five food felons, and then keep walking. She's a triathlete, lifts weights once a week, so those are excellent things. Obviously, she gets enough calories out. It's to make sure she doesn't keep eating too much on the calories in.
And also maybe like to not always be so obsessive over your weight and try and be confident with the body weight that you are. If you're doing all of the right things.
You know, this is Bridget, who weighs about, she's probably 5'5 and about 104 pounds.
Oh, yeah, right. No, I'm actually 130 pounds, thank you. But I think that it's a hard thing for women, especially when you have this idea of what you're supposed to look like, and everyone feels like they're too large. So maybe just to be happy.
And she says she's on hormone replacement therapy,
right,
which means that part of it is that may need to be adjusted. The other thing that needs to be looked at very closely when you get over age 50, both men and women, but more women than men, is your thyroid function. Obviously, your thyroid function is your basic metabolic rate. Over 50, about 15% of women, 5% of men, have subtle decreases that are progressive, but those subtle decreases make a major effect on how much you can eat. So that's one thing she should take a look at.
And something really simple like eating breakfast every morning. It helps me so much. I make an omelet every single morning, and I think that it fills me up and makes me less likely to snack and binge eat throughout the day.
Okay.
So an egg white omelet is good.
All right. This is an exercise-related issue, and it's one of the top medical stories of the week. There's a connection between too much sitting and fat buildup around the heart, but the problem is a study says that exercise doesn't seem to lessen that effect. What can you tell us about that?
Well, this is a very interesting study because it was in, I think, around 500 people, and they looked at them at age, I think they were teenagers when they first looked at them, and then they looked at they did CT scans of their body, and it's not clear, they didn't get the CT scans as part of the study, they just had happened to have them, and they looked at fat in all of parts of their body and how much they sat, and there was a strong correlation between how much they sat and fat around the heart. Not fat any place else. The fat at every place else could be worked off by exercise, but fat right around the heart, what we call pericardial fat, was strongly related to the amount of time they felt sitting.
And they actually, it was older Americans that they looked at. There were 504 adults from California.
All right, that's our top medical stories of the week coming up. It'll be Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not. We'll talk about hotel rooms, what to do about very germy hotel rooms, and also POPs and its connection with diabetes risk, and a couple of other matters as well with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Stick around. It's You, the Owner's Manual radio show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
Fresh Healthy Vending, the most successful healthy vending machine business in the nation, is now seeking franchise partners. For the first time in your community, Fresh Healthy Vending is looking to launch its highly successful, profitable, and innovative vending concept. Here's how it works. Own your own route of bright, colorful, high-tech, healthy vending machines that offer a range of natural, organic, and healthy snacks and drinks. Yogurts, fresh fruit, juices, smoothies, fruit cups, iced tea, and more. Over 500 healthy products to choose from. These machines will be placed for you by Fresh's professional team of location specialists. Your machines will be making money in schools, businesses, retailers, hospitals, and other profitable locations throughout your community. Securing the most profitable locations for our franchise partners is Fresh Healthy Vending's number one goal. Own your own money-making vending business opportunity. Minimum investment, $80,000. Go to FreshVending.com for the full story. That's FreshVending.com. FreshVending.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped? Afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. October 8th through the 14th is National Fire Prevention Week, a great time to brush up on fire safety skills. We've all heard of stop, drop, and roll, but there's also the first up, last out rule. This method was developed after studies revealed that children don't always wake up when a fire alarm sounds. Even if they do, they are often disoriented and confused by the noise and commotion. Under these circumstances, children may decide it's safer to hide under the bed or in a closet than venture out into the darkness and smoke. First up, last out aims to avoid that situation. When a smoke alarm goes off, the first person up, usually an adult, is responsible for finding and ushering everyone out of the house. So while a working smoke detector more than doubles your chance of surviving a fire, it is also important to ensure that no one gets left behind. And for more information on children's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Okay, we're back. We're brought to you weekly by YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. Time for What's Toxic and What's Not. Dr. Gary Ginsberg with us. Welcome in, Dr. G.
Hi, guys. Great to talk with you on another Saturday night.
Okay, here we go. Hotel rooms, they're pretty germy. How do you work around that?
Well, this is a story for all the germaphobes out there, people who are definitely afraid of any surfaces they might touch. They don't want to hear about this one. There's a study done in Canada at hotels, both high-class and mid-grade and lower-class hotels. It didn't really matter. they found high levels of bacteria. Well, I shouldn't say bacteria. They had found high levels of bioluminescence on surfaces. The highest surfaces were the telephone, were the remote control in the hotel room, were the comforters, so what you're pulling up yourself to warm at night. And the fourth was the bathroom faucets. So this is evidence of the rooms not being properly cleaned and sanitized, because in theory they're not giving these cleaning people enough time to clean each room. Cutbacks in hotel service. So what's the significance of this, though? And I don't put a lot of stock in it, because, number one, the way they did the study, it wasn't actually bacteria they were measuring. They were measuring ATP, which is a form of energy, which is common in bacteria, but it could also be from food particles. And so it was a non-specific test that shows that they didn't do a great job of cleaning. But it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get MRSA or staph or some dreaded tubercular disease from the hotel room. But if you want to try to minimize the exposure to these four surfaces, I would say, you know, a lot of people carry around alcohol wipes, like in your purse or in your suitcase, in your luggage. You know, you might want to take out the alcohol wipe that you use to sanitize your hands and run it over the remote control and wipe down the faucets in the bathroom if you're a little paranoid about it. And also, when you're sleeping in the bed, rather than having that comforter tucked right up under your chin, you might want to just make sure that the sheet, which has been freshly laundered, you know, they don't freshly launder the comforter after every guest. You might want to make sure that the sheet is well tucked around the comforter, so that you're really only contacting and only breathing on and next to the clean sheets and not necessarily the comforter. So just a couple of tips. I wouldn't be overly paranoid about it. The thing about hotel rooms that I do look for and I am worried about is bed bugs. And if you bring bed bugs home with you, that could be a disaster.
What's the best way to get rid of bed bugs? What have you heard? I heard it's heat, excessive heat.
Yeah, steam heat, very high heat. But the best way is to avoid them completely. If when you pull back the sheets, if you see any little stain marks, they almost looks like ink marks on the pillow. Like, look under the pillowcase or look underneath the sheets on the mattress, and if you see any ink marks, that usually is a sign bed bugs have been in the neighborhood. You might want to get a different room.
All right, issue number two, Gary, sugar-free drinks. More questions about sugar-free drinks. In what way?
Yes. Now, aspartame has been the target of many concerned activists who think that the diet drink industry is poisoning us with aspartame. I don't necessarily share that view. Aspartame has been heavily tested in animal studies without a lot of evidence of any harm. However, there was an animal study out of Italy in 2006 that showed some increase in leukemia. Well, this human evidence, this is the best done human epidemiology study on diet drinks. It came out of Harvard University. They followed men and women for 22 years. Every 2 years, they asked them again how much of their dietary preferences. They asked them how many soft drinks they drink, what kind of soft drinks. The people, the men, this effect wasn't seen in women, but in men who drank at least one diet soft drink a day, they had almost a twofold increase in myeloma incidence and a 1.35 increase in incidence in non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So this is consistent with that animal evidence I just talked about. And again, we're talking about diet drinks, diet soft drinks. At least one a day has been sort of now the headline from the story. However, and I have to put a big however on this, you know, before you toss away all your diet drinks, this study also found a higher incidence of some of the same cancers in men just in people who drink regular soda at least one a day compared to people who don't drink.
Yeah, so my take on this, Gary, is we should eliminate both regular and diet soda We talked a little bit about it last week as well, that we that the study indicates that
both.
That practically all regular and diet sodas have health risks for us. We'll have a special show on that coming up because we'll go over all the data for our listeners because it's a very common question. What should they do to avoid sugar when they need something sweet? And so we'll cover that pretty carefully.
Well, Mike, there's another piece to this story, and that is that in animal studies that offset aspartame and diet drinks and diet foods, they eat more food because they're not satisfied. They don't get the same sugar stimulus to the brain, and so they end up eating more, and you don't actually keep the weight off from the diet drink. So that's another piece to the story.
Go ahead,
okay.
Joe.
All right. This is Veterans Day, Gary, and some soldiers have been awarded some damages for toxic duty in Iraq. Can you explain that?
Yeah, and this touches back to the Aaron Brockovich story as well. Chromium 6, they were exposed to this. 12 guardsmen were guarding a water treatment plant that had been knocked out in 2003 during the Iraqi war in Basra. And their job was to just stand there and watch the repair and guard it from terrorists or whoever. And they were exposed to airborne levels of chromium 6. Chromium 6 is very damaging to the nose. It can cause a deviated septum. It can cause respiratory problems. It can cause respiratory cancer. They sued, and they were successful, a jury award of $85 million, not against the military, but against the manufacturer of the water plant that went in and fixed it because they didn't safeguard these guys. They were standing there for hours at a time, and they were breathing in toxic levels of chromium 6 dust that was used in the water treatment plant as an anti-corrosion chemical. So there were ways to hold down the dust, and it wasn't done. And what I like about this story, besides the fact that it's on Veterans Day, we have to think about the risks and the harm we're putting our soldiers in the way of, but, you know, occupational health, we've got occupational health standards across a lot of workplaces. You know, who thinks about the soldier out there and what kind of toxic chemicals, whether it's pesticides and chemical warfare agents, or whether it's this kind of workplace guarding that they did, or whether it was all the burn pits in Iraq. Who really thinks about the occupational health and safety of our soldiers? Here's a jury that gave them what they deserve. So kudos to the jury.
Okay, Dr. G, we're going to shake you loose. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk again next week, sir.
All right. Looking forward to it, guys.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg's got a great website, whatstoxic.com. Whatstoxic.com. You check that out. If you got a question about something you may have a concern about, it may be okay, may not be okay. It works both ways. There are some things there that possibly you might think might be harmful, but they may not be. So whatstoxic.com. Listen for Dr. Gary Ginsberg every week. If you miss a segment, you'd like to hear it again, or maybe the guest we had on in the first hour of the show talked about a baby's cries, you can go to RadioMD.com. Our show is podcast weekly, RadioMD.com. And we stream. If you're not near a radio, pick it up on your computer, right? Smartphone at GabRadio.com as well. Straight Talk from the Docks. Dr. Gary Ginsberg gives way to Dr. Arthur Perry. Coming up, Straight Talk from the Docks and another Real Age Tip of the Week with Dr. Mike before the end of the hour on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world.
It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. 800-574-1319.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission, to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Perry, how are you?
I'm very good, Mike. We've recovered from the hurricane here.
Did the pig survive?
The pig did not enjoy the hurricane. He was running around in circles. He was confused.
Oh, the poor thing.
Arthur, now there's a great story about Latisse, a drug made to elongate eyelashes or to make them thicker, may have a benefit if you put it on your bald scalp.
Mike,
is that right?
Yes.
Does it work on a scalp that's already bald?
Yep. Mike, I'm telling you, if you don't have stock in Allergan now, get it. Now, I don't have stock, and I shouldn't say that until I buy it. But that's right. You don't want the price to go up before you buy it. But anyway, here's the story, Mike. Now Lumigon was the drug that Allergan had for glaucoma, and that's high pressure in the eye. And the story goes that when people took this drug, when the drops were put in the eyes, they wound up growing luxurious eyelashes. And so this was a great, great thing for Allergan. They got so lucky that they found a drug as a side effect that grew eyelashes. And so they created the drug called Latisse, which has been on the market for several years now, Mike. Now, you and I have talked about this in the past, and we said, well, will it grow hair? And I never thought there was a reason it could not, but it wasn't out there as a scalp hair drug. But they took this stuff, Mike, and they put it on bald mice.
This is absolutely bald. No hair at all.
That's right. They were bald. And they were very concerned about their baldness, you see. So these mice wanted hair. And so they put this stuff on their skin every evening before they went to bed at night with their fellow mice. And lo and behold, they grew hair. Now, Mike, they also proved this in tissue culture, that it could induce the formation of hair follicles.
So this is on. So even in a bald guy, one of my friends, I told him about this, and he said, I've been bald for 30 years. This isn't going to help me. Even in a bald guy, it'll help them after 30 years.
Yes, it will, because it causes you to make new hair follicles.
But it'll be pretty darn expensive, won't it?
You can bet it will be.
I mean, look at what this. If you put the amount on eyelashes, I think it's $200 just for eyelashes for a week treatment, for one treatment.
No. Wait. It's about $90 a month.
$90 a month. I thought it was $200. Yeah, it's $200 every 2 months. I was told. And so, if you say, well, the head is a lot more area to cover than just the eyelashes, it's going to be thousands.
Yeah, but you know, they're going to make it so that I'm sure they'll mix it with some detergent so that you can't use it on your eyelids, and they have to make it reasonable. You know, I think a price point for a drug like this probably will be a couple $100 a month. There are some people that would pay more than that, but they don't want to just sell, you know, to a couple hundred people across the United States. They're going to want to sell to 1 million people. So they have to make it reasonably affordable. And, Mike, this is going to be the blockbuster. They're saying already that this will be the Viagra of the scalp. So get ready for it. It's going to make your hair stand up. No, sorry about that joke. All right.
Is this... So I've gotten an email already from one of our listeners who says, isn't this already priced in? If you know it, if Arthur knows it, isn't it already priced in the cost of the stock? How long has this been known?
This is brand new information. This is new, and we are probably the first radio show in the country to talk about this. I break the good new news for you,
How do
Mike.
You know the news?
How do I know?
Because I mean, how did you find out
journals?
Before everybody else?
I get the reports. I get the reports, Mike. I read the journals. This was in, the journal was FASEB Journal. And you know what? Honestly, I read a synopsis, so I don't even know what FASEB stands for. Do you?
Federation of American Scientists.
Experimental Biology, I think. Yep. Yeah, something like
well,
that.
Well, we appreciate your honesty, right. Regardless of what it stands for.
So
well,
anyway.
Okay. But I do think this is going to be an enormous thing. But remember, this is years from now because they're not even in phase one studies yet. So this is animal studies and tissue culture studies. They've got a long way to go. You know that even fast-tracked, it takes 3 years to get a drug to market. And that's
But this is already approved drug.
Well, that's true. That's true. So maybe it'll be – you're right. So maybe it will be
so they
faster.
Don't probably have to do the animal studies again. So all they have to do is show effectiveness in humans to get an additional indication, and then they'll change it a little bit.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So maybe it will be here faster. So those of you who are wearing hats now, you should be able to take them off pretty soon.
Well, in fact, that's what this guy said. He said, if this is true, I'll save a fortune in hats. And so I said, will you save $200 a month? And he said, yeah. Said, you should see how much I have to launder my hats.
We're so excited about this product that we're both standing now.
Okay, now, what about this data? We already went over it a little bit, that there was a strong correlation from xanthoasma, which is these yellow spots around the eyelids, the crow's feet, earlobe creases, and heart disease and heart attacks.
Well, you know, it's what you've been saying all along, isn't it, Mike? You know,
it
your
is.
Real age. It really is. It is.
Whether it's a wrinkle on your skin or a wrinkle on your heart or a wrinkle in your on the way your blood flow is delivered to your gonads, it's the same process.
That's right. So you know what I say, Mike?
Decay and orgasm quality, wrinkles of your skin, and heart attacks are all the same thing.
Yes, and they used to say that, you know, beauty isn't just skin deep; it goes all the way to the bone. It goes all the way to the heart. That's where it goes. Beauty goes all the way to the heart. And so this study, you know, they showed that if you had those fatty eyelid deposits, okay, they're those xanthelasma. That's what they're called. And we have many patients that have those. And we really thought until about a year or so ago that they didn't have a correlation to heart disease. But it turns out that if you have those, you've got a 40% increased risk of heart disease, 40% increased risk, and a 60% increased risk of having a heart attack. You know, so it used to be that people would come to me as a plastic surgeon and ask me to just excise those. So now I won't just be excising those. I'll be sending people to a cardiologist first, and after they've been optimized by the cardiologist, then maybe we'll excise those. So it certainly should change the behavior of not only plastic surgeons, but of family doctors, internists, and cardiologists. The one that I don't quite understand, Mike, and maybe you do because you've spoken about this before, is the earlobe creases. What is it with earlobe creases specifically?
That's the most vulnerable artery in the body. It's the thinnest for this area. And so it's because it's so vulnerable, it gets the wrinkle early on, and that wrinkle correlates with coronary artery disease. It just shows you it needs nitric oxide all the time, and it shows you are injuring your endothelial cells, and the endothelial cells in the earlobe just happen to be very similar in makeup to the endothelial cells in your heart or in the arteries of your heart.
That's so
I
interesting.
You would have the answer. That's interesting. So again, the importance to listeners out there is if you look in the mirror. Or let's say you're going to your 30th.
Well, tell you what, we're going to come back to that, Arthur. When we come back, we're going to tease them and tell them that when you go to your 30th reunion, you'll be able to tell who's got heart disease and who doesn't. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated.
Visit facesofinfluenza.org.
Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the You Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
Arthur, we all should say thanks and thank you and just count our blessings because you live near ground zero of where the hurricane hit, Hurricane Sandy. Sandy sounds too mild for a hurricane.
I'll tell you, it was some event, Mike. You know, I went out in my backyard at 9 o'clock, which was a real stupid thing to do. I let the animals out. And the sound was, I guess, like what they describe with a tornado, you know, just a lot of noise out there. And the trees were blowing. And unfortunately, that's how people got killed. You should never do what I did and go out in the middle of the hurricane to walk your dog. But I'll tell you, it was really some experience. And then, we lost power for almost a week. And that's why I wasn't with you last Saturday. But we're back. We're back. And,
I'm awful glad you're back.
Jersey are coming.
I am very glad you're back.
We are safe.
We are, of course, grateful. Now, you were talking to us about going to your 30th reunion.
Yeah, you know, that's a thing. When you go to these reunions, you know, Mike, you look, you look about 38, which is how old you were when I met you, and you still look about 38. But you go to these reunions.
I'm going to ask Bridget, how old do I really look, Bridget? Get down from there, will you?
Lower than 38.
Go ahead. Anyway, Arthur, go
definitely
ahead.
Around 30.
Yeah, there you go.
She's going to get a raise.
But you go to
that.
These reunions. There's a huge discrepancy. You know, some people look, 35, and some people look 50, and some people look 60 at their 30th reunion. And that has to be taken very seriously in light of this new information. You know, it's not just how you look. It reflects the condition of that all-important cardiovascular system, and that's the lesson here with this study. So if you look old, go see your doctor because there's something to it.
And in fact, you can tell. I mean, if you were thinking about having an affair, Arthur, you can tell who's going to die soonest so that you can collect the insurance money or something.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
Only politicians do that sort of thing. You know that.
What was it? I can't remember the name of the. Remember the Playboy model who dated that old guy from Texas? Anna Nicole. Anna Nicole
that's
Smith.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe she was smart enough to see how old he looked.
Possibly.
Anyway, Arthur, we should get on another reasonable study. This one is the tanning beds that we've always spoke about do increase skin cancer, but now there's pretty good data that it affects which group most?
Bridget's group. Definitely Bridget's group, the 14 to 20-year-olds.
I'm a little older than that group.
Okay, all right.
Now, only by 2 years, so we'll blend me into that category.
Okay. As it turns out, you know, we've known this for a decade, more than a decade, that indoor tanning is even more dangerous than just going to the beach and getting sun. And the reason for that is the mix of the ultraviolet light is not natural. There's ultraviolet C light, which doesn't occur in nature because it's filtered out by the atmosphere. And there's high amounts of ultraviolet A in these tanning salons. So whether or not you go to a tanning bed or you have a lamp in your own home doesn't make a difference. If you do any tanning at all indoors, you will have a higher chance of skin cancer. We've known about melanomas. We've talked about it on this program over and over. And now there was a very, very good study that looked at 80,000 people. It was actually what's called a meta-analysis. They pulled the information from many studies, and they looked at 80,000 people, and there was no question at all.
Now, Arthur, there's a special tool that you can scan Nevi. I think it's called something like a Mela lamp or something like that. That you scan these nevi and can find the likelihood of them being a melanoma. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't. I don't know that, Mike.
Well, I will send you information on that so you can analyze it. But apparently it's going to be at family practitioners and internist's office so that we don't have to send someone every time they've got a little nevi, and they don't have to. They can actually buy this and use it at home. Of course, it's about $10,000. But obviously, that's a, if you do it on 20 patients a day, it's not very expensive if you use it. But that way, you'll be able to tell the likelihood of doing it without having as trained an eye.
And that's a good thing. But, Mike, it's not just the melanomas that these sun tanning salons cause. And in this study, it showed that squamous cell and basal cell carcinomas were increased significantly. But again, as you said earlier, the first thing you said is what group? The younger you are when you start tanning, the higher the chance of getting a skin cancer. And that was the study. There's something about getting exposed to that ultraviolet light when you're a teenager or younger that is really critical in developing skin cancers later in life.
Well, we're going to do a real age tip of the week. I think we missed one of them last week, so I need to get both of them in this week. So let's do the real age tip of the week.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the real age tip of the week with Michael Roizen, MD.
And this one, use mindful meditation for chronic pain relief. We know and you know that chronic pain isn't all in your head, but you can use your noodle to turn down the volume on agonizing aches, whether you've got pain in the back, arthritis in your knee, or other day in and day out discomforts like in your muscles. The tool, an easy relaxation technique called mindful meditation. Bonus, it can counteract one of pain's sneakiest, most frustrating downsides, memory loss. You may have heard that this type of meditation eases pain by soothing stress, but the more we learn about being mindful, the better it gets. It also helps you control your alpha rhythms, a type of brainwave that blocks out distracting information. Practicing mindfulness meditation a few minutes daily boosts your ability to focus by turning out distractions like pain signals and fears about pain. Both mess with your memory. It improves your ability to recall important stuff, such as when you're meeting your wife for dinner or where you put the dog's leash or the pig's leash, Arthur. Want to give it a woof, whirl? Find a quiet place, get comfortable, close your eyes, breathe in and out at a natural pace. Notice whether your breath feels warm or cool. When other thoughts, feelings, or sensations crop up, acknowledge them and then refocus on your breathing. After about 10 minutes, open your eyes and re-enter the world slowly. You'll go about your day feeling better. Want more practice? Well, you've got to do this daily, and twice a day is best. So you learn how to do it, and after a while, it'll get natural. And that's our Real Age Tip of the Week, Arthur. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Sona for great engineering, Bridget, Gary Ginsburg, Joe Galuski, and all of our guests. Thank you.